One of the most memorable Super Bowl ads this year came from Google, celebrating Black History Month by showing how many of the world's most searched people are black people. It showed black history isn't about the past.
Welcome to the very first National Oprah Winfrey Show!
The future of Black History Month will soon be in the hands of Tatiana Walker and Christian Johnson, two history majors of color at Illinois State University. They want to teach history after graduation. WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson asks what they learned when they were kids about black history.
I had to actually take a African-American history course to actually learn. It was never really in my history courses. And when it was told from a victor's perspective, in the sense that America did what was necessary. So knowing that I know now, it was not good history, if you ask me.
For me, I don't even remember it being taught, really. We talk about slavery and things of that nature, but we didn't really cover it like I think we should have, so.
So how much of Black History Month is about what happened since the 20th century? And do you think there should be an evolution of what's being taught for the new generations?
I do think there needs to be a transition. Talk more progressive in the things, the positive things that were also done in history. I think that gets overlooked. Persevering through slavery was also positive, but we also have people that have created different inventions that we don't talk about as much. So I think as we move forward, I think we should talk more about the inventions and the other things that were created. I think that would be motivating for the students coming up.
For me, I think there just needs to be more incorporation. I think it's not limited to just slavery and civil rights. And so I think when we're talking about black history, it needs to be incorporated throughout and not just limited to slavery and civil rights. I think students kind of tune out when it doesn't relate to them. And so it just needs to be incorporated more, if that makes sense.
Some people have mentioned the patterns of historical figures like Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks being the faces of black history, and how other figures like Malcolm X or Huey Newton tend to have bad connotations associated with them. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that? And do you think that correlates with the idea of censorship, or is it simply the others had a better light?
I think the others had a better light pertaining to white culture. So white culture, if they are in control of the media, they're going to put different people in different lights. Some people will see Martin Luther King as more conforming to society, and you can see Malcolm X as trying to get out of society. So it makes sense why one has a positive light and one doesn't. But I think we do need to change how we look at figures like Malcolm X, because he was a big reason of why we are here today. He might not have the message of conforming or coming together with the white community, but he put something in us that was positive, and I think we should praise him a little bit more.
Tati, what do you think about that?
I think that when we're talking about these different figures, we need to keep in mind something that we're always taught in university is historical empathy. So understanding the figure for its time and what was going on in that time. There's figures like A. Philip Randolph and Bayard Rustin and just SNCC and the NAACP and all these different movements, or not movements, but organizations and figures that I feel like are important that I didn't learn about in high school or in middle school, really. And so I feel like those are the kind of things that need to be covered when we're talking about the civil rights movement or just black history.
When you all become teachers, what will you include when it comes to teaching about Black History Month? I'm sure wherever you work, there will be some things that are required for you to teach, but what will you sort of throw in there to ensure that all aspects of it is covered to the fullest?
So for me, I think longer lessons. Like, it's so much in Black history that we can actually break down. So I will actually try to do more trivia, you know, try to challenge the kids. So if they don't know someone, they can go look them up. You know, that's the goal. So, yeah, those are ways that I would incorporate it in my class.
Tati?
For me, I think I wouldn't limit it to just 1 month. I would, like you were saying, longer lessons. But I think for my curriculum, I would include it throughout history, because it is throughout history. It is not just 1 month. And I would really just want my students to understand how diverse our history is. So I would try to include that throughout.
How do you think social media has played a role in what's being learned about Black history today?
From what I see, I see us using social media actually shine a light on different figures that don't get enough attention. And social media can also be used as a debate, and it can open people's minds to different perspectives. Yeah, someone might say something that's crazy or that's not out of the norm, but it can open up different dialogues. So I think social media can be used well for Black History Month, or just talking about different figures in African American history.
Going off that, I agree. I don't think that social media is a negative, but I think it's important that we're not limiting our knowledge to just social media. When we see something on social media, that you should be intrigued and you should want to look further into it. So I think social media is a great platform, but it definitely, when you're looking at it, you need to expand on it.
What role does the Black Lives Matter group play in the topic of Black history today? Do you see their presence becoming worth mentioning as the subject is taught in the future?
I say 100%, because the killings of African-American children by police was a very big epidemic, and it's probably still going on. It's going on today still, but I think the Black Lives Matter brought shone a light on it that we needed. That was something that was occurring. So for in my classes, I would definitely talk about them during that. And when I'm talking about African American, I'll talk about them in a sociology class too. You know, so I would definitely talk about Black Lives Matter, because they shined a light on a very important issue.
Yeah, I would definitely talk about Black Lives Matter. It's important, but I would also talk about political engagement. And I think that's, you know, a way for students to see like how people got involved and did something for what they believed in, and they stood up for something that was important to them. But I would want my students to understand like policy ends. I think when we're dealing with these issues, we need policy set in place to combat these issues that we're facing. And so I would really want to stress that to my students.
That's Illinois State University History Education majors Christian Johnson and Tatiana Walker speaking with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson about Black History Month.